This is Deputy Barney Fife. Now, here at The Rock, we have two basic rules. Rule number one, obey all rules. And rule number two, if you're thinking of changing the channel, I'm going to have to nip that in the bud.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 124. Remembering Don Knotts, number 3. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over Weaver's, you can pick up all kinds of things, ties, t-shirts, music. We got Dillard's music. We got all kinds of things over there at Weaver's. So drop by and pick up some of your favorite Mayberry items. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you all very much for your support. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm your host, Alan Newsome, and wow, I am so glad to have you here with me again tonight for Two Chairs No Waiting. We're going to be talking about Don Knotts. We've talked about him twice before on the podcast, Remembering Don Knotts. This is why this one's called number 3. We talked about him on episode number 20, and then again on episode number 72. We've done it each year. It's kind of tradition here on the podcast to get some information about Don and talk about him and just what he's meant to us when we're close to the anniversary of his passing. He passed away. His anniversary this year would be 5 years ago at the time of this recording, because it's 2011, February 21st right now that we're recording this. He passed away on February 24th in 2006. So anyway, I like to do this every year. He was such a great guy. And in the past, it's been me mostly. Last year, we had some folks from the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter that chimed in and were able to give some of their memories. But I thought it'd be nice to hear from some of you. So I've had calls out all day and for the last several days on the Facebook page. I communicate with people there. We got about 500 or so fans on the Facebook page. So if you're not a member or you're not a fan there, if you use Facebook, go over and become a fan and go to facebook.com/twochairs so that you'd get these notifications. And I also sent out a note today to the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest and got a couple of people from there too, I believe. So let's go on in. Last week we were talking to Al Gandolfi. Al Gandolfi is a fan just like you and me. That's what I was talking about last week. And I wanted to play just a little bit about Al and some of his memories about Don Knotts. And then we'll be hearing from some more of you guys, all fans. So let's get right on into this. So here is Al Gandolfi giving us some of his memories about the great Don Knotts.
Well, Al's got all kinds of things. He's got plaques and photographs and autographs from different cast members. The autographs that you have from the different cast members, there's a memory that goes along with that picture and that particular autograph. So what's your favorite memory, I guess, of getting an autograph for one of the cast members?
In 1995 was the Mayberry cast reunion in Winston-Salem, and I was backstage, and just a few people got back there, and I was waiting in line to see Don Knotts, and I met Don Knotts. I got up to him, and he signed a poster for me, and I got his picture taken, and he stood up, I shook his hand, and he touched my hand, and it literally brought tears to my eyes. And I just said, "Mr. Knotts, I can't tell you what an honor it is to just meet you right now." So Don Knotts is, I think, by far the best comedic actor ever. You know, he definitely is. And this David Browning, the Mayberry deputy, I'll tell you, he follows in his footsteps. He's unbelievable. But Don Knotts he's a wonderful gentleman to meet, and I'm so honored to have gotten to meet him.
One of the previous podcasts was about memories of Don Knotts that I had getting to meet him. And I did it back on the anniversary of the day he passed away. And he, I think, touched a lot of people like that. Yeah. And as we've talked about, all the cast members from the Andy Griffith Show that I've been able to meet, they're all special. There's none of them have really disappointed me. Have you had the same experience?
Oh, yes. But one thing I do want to say about Don Knotts is, you know, him being the character of Barney Fife and meeting him in real life, You know, it's two different people. It's Don Knotts acting as Barney Fife. He was just the greatest comedic actor. But meeting him in real life, he was a pure gentleman. He's quiet. He's shy. But he's just a true gentleman. You know, and I really I have a lot of respect for him. You know.
Yeah, and that was the same experience I'd had, and being around him, he's very quiet.
Yeah.
George Lindsay is not as quiet. He's more he entertains you when you're around him. Yeah. Not saying Don didn't, and not saying anything bad about George either, but George is more what you would expect a goober to be like. Goober was probably like George, but Don was nothing like like Barney.
No, nothing like on the show. I tell you. I mean, you look at Don Knotts in real life and you think, you can't believe that this guy right here plays the part of Barney Fife on the Andy Griffith Show.
Right. Because he was so quiet and reserved. He was so quiet. I mean, he obviously spoke to you, and that's what I talked about in the podcast. He would speak, and he was kind and, you know, very gentleman, but he was not he wasn't particularly outgoing and extroverted. He was more introverted type person. So,
well, there we go. That's some of Al's memories. If you guys go over to facebook.com/twochairs, there's pictures that go along with the podcast. You got pictures so you can see what Al Gandolfi looks like, and there's some pictures of Don Knotts there as well. There's a picture of Al there with his show that he did back in Cocoa, Florida, with a bunch of the tribute artists behind him. He's there. And if you see that, it tells you who he is, but he's the fella kneeling on the front, on the left of the picture. So you'll be able to see him. But anyway, Al's a great guy. And, I just wanted you to be able to hear some of his memories of Don Knotts and being backstage and, or being back there and being able to just meet Don and the emotion that evoked. And, you know, it's just, it's an amazing thing that we love these characters. We love these people that do the characters, and just getting to meet them is so amazing. So we got another call in here from, let's see who's the next one up, is Ken Anderson. So let's hear from Ken Anderson and some of his memories of Don Knotts.
Ken Anderson here, calling from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Just a few thoughts on Mr. Don Knotts. Hardly know where to begin. Watching Don over all these years, since I was about 14 years old when he first came on, I can't imagine all the happiness that he has given to me. And I remember all the times that I would come home really stressed out from my work and things and turn on that TV and watch Barney Fife. And how the tension would go away, and my blood pressure would relax, and how I would laugh and just kind of forget everything. And I think just comparing to the kind of programs that are on TV today, and the kind of humor and how it's changed, that we owe so much to Don Knotts for the gentleman that he was, and the humorist and the comedian that he was, that he brought so much happiness to so many people. And thanks to people like Alan and all the DVDs and everything that we have, new generations for years to come will be able to enjoy Don Knotts and the comedy that he presented. So if I had to say one thing to Don Knotts right now, I would just say, Don, thanks for the memories. Everybody have a great day.
That's Ken Anderson, and he wrote in. Ken, if you see his pictures and stuff, we got a link on the episode show notes as well. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, you'll see him there. But he had written a book called Mayberry Reflections. And Ken goes around and doesn't really impersonate Barney, but he dresses up like a deputy in Mayberry and goes to schools and discusses just some of the values and things from the Andy Griffith Show. So Ken's a great guy. And Ken, thank you so much for calling in. Our next caller is Brian Humphrey. Now, Brian is he's a great guy. He wrote in. Here's what he had to say. So let's go ahead and hear from Brian.
Hi, Alan. This is Brian. From North Carolina, and I just want to say that Don Knotts was the best actor that I'd ever lived. I've never had a chance to meet him, but I almost did until he passed away like a year before. And he had meant so much to me. So that's all for right now.
So if you couldn't make that out, his connection was a little bad, and Brian had written me and said he had a cold and he was upset about this. So he wrote in and wrote some more to me, and he said, you know, Don Knotts was an inspiration to me, a true role model. He was the best comedic actor ever to live, and he was irreplaceable. Sadly, Don Knotts passed away months before I had a chance to meet him. I have a large collection of over 100 Andy Griffith Show memorabilia and autographs, which consist of many Don Knotts autographs, deputy uniform and shirt. He's got a hat with a hat badge, just like he wore on the show. And there's a picture of that there you'll see as well. Don Knotts is truly missed. He did so many great shows and movies, it's hard to pick just one favorite. This past Mayberry Days, I met his daughter, Karen. And if she listens to your podcast, I want to say hey to her. She is a true sweetheart and one of the nicest people I've ever met. So I want to thank Brian for just taking the time to call in and to write in to make sure we got his comments. Because, you know, Brian's a great guy. And I really I appreciate him taking time to do that. All right. So next up, we got Clyde Hughes with some memories about Don. Now, I don't have any pictures of him, so we'll just have to pretend to know what he looks like. But I will be showing, have some pictures here of Don. Don Knotts for folks to look at if they'd like to. Anyway, here's Clyde Hughes.
Hey, Alan. This is Clyde Hughes in Mustang, Oklahoma. And when I think about Don Knotts, I always think about going home. He kind of reminds me of a lot of people I know, a lot of his positive qualities and human traits and spirit of humility, I think. And my earliest memory of Don Knotts has to be watching Ghost of Mr. Chicken in the 70s. I was too young to see the show in its original run, but Ghost of Mr. Chicken, I think it aired about once a year. I always remember Vic Mizzi's wonderful organ score. I had a story also. One of my cousins met Don in the mid to late 60s close to Carlsbad, New Mexico. His daughter, they were at a roadside restaurant, and his daughter was standing up and saying, "Pa, Pa, it's Barney, it's Barney." And, of course, my cousin was saying, thought his daughter was just imagining things. He said, "Sit down and eat, you know." And she kept saying it. And finally, Don Knotts was sitting over at the next table. And he walked over and said, "She knows what she's talking about." And so they had a nice conversation for several minutes. And they thought he was a really nice guy. So, well, looking forward to the show. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that as well. Now we've got one last caller, and that was Clyde Hughes, I should tell you again. And we got one last caller, and he'll introduce himself. This is a fella, he's in our chat room every week, pretty much, unless he forgets, or, you know, unless there's supper on the table or something. So let's hear from Jelsic Stern here as we go. Here we go. Here's Jelsic.
On October 3rd, 1960, the world was introduced to the now famous familiar whistle for the first time. Along with the tune came the most wonderful characters that will ever be portrayed on TV as far as I'm concerned. I was only two at the time, but had no idea how the show would impact my life. The beloved funny deputy played by Don Knotts will forever be my favorite. Knowing he was a private man with humble beginnings, and from what I've heard, the consummate professional, just makes me love him that much more. I cannot begin to say how much enjoyment he has brought to me through the years. There's Elvis and Marilyn and John Wayne, so many others, that went down in history as the greatest. Mr. Knotts and good old 14A will stand right there with him as far as I'm concerned. Thank you, Mr. Knotts, for Barney and so many other wonderful characters through the years. This is Jelsic Stern, over and out.
Well, Jelsic, I want to thank you for calling in, and I just appreciate everybody that called in. We have, you know, it's just our memories of Don Knotts is like we were there, you know, that we met him and we knew him, even if we didn't. But those of us who were lucky enough to actually be able to spend a little bit of time with him and see him backstage even, wow, what an amazing thing. Even if you only were able to just stand in line and get an autograph from him, wow, what a pleasure that was, because he was so gracious and so kind. He would stay, it seemed like forever, to get make sure everybody got an autograph. And wow, he could sign autographs fast. It was amazing. I know I've talked about that before, but he was an amazing guy, and he always put everyone at ease. And I believe I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. You know, they would usually get, when he would do his show, he would do a pantomime where he would play, he would do a baseball player, and he would get up there and pretend he had a baseball and he would throw it. Well, when he would throw it, there was supposed to be a drummer there that would go boom, you know, that it hit the glove or the bat hit it. So pow, you know, and he would work with that guy during the rehearsals. And normally they would get a high school student or someone like that that played drums in a band or in the band at school, and he would be the one performing with Don Knotts doing the drums. Now you got to realize that if the drummer messes up, it messes up the entire pantomime. So Don would work with that fellow, and that guy, whoever they were, and I saw him do it multiple times, the drummer would be so nervous, and you would see Don Knotts, this man everybody loved and nobody wanted to disappoint, put that young man at ease that was playing the drums for him and doing the baseball. So it's like, boom, boom, you know, when the baseball hit, or a whang, or, you know, and he would explain exactly what he wanted him to do. And then they would run through it several times, and Mr. Knotts would just put him at such ease that they normally just, it was an amazing thing to watch. I cannot imagine the nervousness I would have performing with Don Knotts like that. And just to watch him do that, it's just a little bit about him and how kind he was to the people around him. So anyway, he is sorely missed, and we will never see another one like Don Knotts. But I've got to say, you know, it'll be a long time before anyone forgets Don Knotts and Barney Fife and the Ghost of Mr. Chicken and How to Frame a Fig, all those different roles he played, the reluctant astronaut, you know, the love god, Mr. Limpet, so many. And we're just never going to forget him. And I just want to thank the good Lord for letting us have somebody like Don Knotts to just make us smile and laugh and have a good time. You may have noticed at the beginning of the show, I played a little clip. Now, that was really Don Knotts at the beginning. So I'll just play a little here.
This is Deputy Barney Fife.
That's Don Knotts. That was actually a bumper, a hit that Don Knotts did for WGN back in the early 90s. And I had a copy of it, and I thought that would be fun to play for you guys. So I hope you noticed that at the beginning of the episode. And if you didn't, go back and listen. But that's really Don Knotts himself. And some words you never heard him say before. Not like that. So, folks, I want to thank you for being here with me. And I would love to still hear from you if you've got memories of Don Knotts. Feel free to call me at 888-684-8415. I would still love to hear them. And who knows, I may save them for next year, or I may play them before that. But send in your comments if you got any. If you got comments about anything else, send them in. If you enjoyed listening to Al Gandolfi in last episode and this episode, and hearing from fans like you, let me know that too, because I can talk to some more fans like y'all that and like me, and just hear what they think about the Andy Griffith Show, because folks, there's a lot to love. So we're getting along here, almost into 20 minutes. So I guess that's it. So you guys, I want to hear from you. Call me at 888-684-8415. You can go to the twochairsnowaiting.com website, leave comments there on the show notes page, or you can go to facebook.com/twochairs and leave comments there as well. And that's about it for this week. And we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, folks.